We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph. We are starting in top of Samach Tes Amud Aleph, two dots. The Gemara had a Shaila, and the word was not pushed to Shaila yet. Is Big Day Kahuna Nitnu Lehenes Bam or not? That means B'Shas Avoyde you wear Big Day Kuna. But what about Shaloi B'Shas Avoyde? We're not doing Avoyde, you let it wear the Big Day Kuna. Is there Issa Hano or not Issa Hano? So Gemara is trying to bring a Raya. And Teich L'Dvarav, the Gemara brought a Brice that says that when the Kahanim went to took a nap in the afternoon, they folded it up and put it under their head. And the Gemara is a Kasha. Says, this should be a raya to the shayla. If you let have anah, look, you let have anah, you let put your head on it and have anah from it. Omra papa doesn't mean you put your head on top of the big diguna. You don't put it under your head. Next to your head. And the kiddush is that even though if he's mafiach while he's sleeping, it will not be called a bezayin for the big diguna, even though it's near his head. You see from here, you let us sleep with tefillin on the side of your head. You let us sleep with what's the pshat? Because you see, just like you let us put big tikkun next to your head, you let us put the tefillin next to your head. And Tosfos actually learns, he says, Pirish Rashi, Lechshin Hashem Yisham Behem V'yafiach. And but he says, that's what Rashi learns. But Tosfos says, I have different pshat. The reason is that you're not chosh, you might roll over and roll over onto the tefillin and make a bazillion of tefillin. That's the chiddush of that you're allowed to put the big tikkun next to your head. So Rashi's pshat is Shema Yafiach Pem, that's a bazillion even though it's next to the head. According to Tosfos, it's not questioning to roll over on it. Al Kaponim, more want to be a raya because it sounds like it was under your head. You see, I have an off. Mor says, no, it's not under your head, it's next to your head. Mor says, I'll bring a raya that it has to mean it's next to your head. Hachanam Mestavra, the Kenega Rashayim. It has to be that it's only next to your head, but not under your head. This is like Tachas Rashayim. If you're putting the clothing under your head, the tapic later should be an Issa Mashim Kalayim. There's an Issa Kalayim because there's a tzad. If you want the Amar, the big day kahuna of the hedyet, the whole year round, the avnet is kalayim, the ikah avnet. When he nam the mut nitul haris b'hem,
now wearing it together.
Well, you're wearing it. If you wear it, if you wear it, that alone itself is kalayim. No, I know. Yeah, so we'll see in a second if putting it on the head is that called it's a kalayim. It will bring a right, it has to be next to the head. How can I mistake the kenegar shame? He's talking about a tachas shame because it'd be on the head. Typically, the mishum kalayim, let it be also out to kalayim. The ika avnate when he nami in the lawrence b'hem. If there's no issa hana, but hamasani make kalayim is issa kalayim. And so honey chalaman the yom avnate the shekayin gadol zeh avnate shekayin hediyot. If you go according to the other holes that the avnate of kayin gadol of b'yom kippur, which is only linen, that's the avnet of a kohen all around. So understand, there's no kalayim there. But if you say the avnet of Yom Kippur is not the avnet of kohen headed all year round, the avnet of kohen headed all year round is a kalayim. It's a mix of shatness of wool and linen. Then ma'ik lemeima, how can you put it on your head? So must be it's on the side of your head. So the Gemara v'chit heima, may I tell you, really it's under your head, and that's not issa kalayim. There's no issa shatness to put under your head. A pillow is a problem of shatness. V'chit heima kalayim belavisha v'halo das. It's only if you put it on top of yourself if you wear it. But so shari putting under you is mutter. But Tanya, I'll show you, it's not like that. There's a din derabanan. You're not allowed to lie down on kalayim either. But Tanya lo yala alecha. The pasuk says you're not allowed to put kalayim on yourself. About the mutter letzia tachdecha. You're allowed to put it under you. You're allowed to put it a sheet under yourself. What Chazal said also last is can you not allowed to do it? Shema tichrech nima achas avasari. Maybe one of the threads will go up on top of your pasuk. That's called wearing it already, and that will be a problem of kalayim. So again, the Gemara's cheshbon is that it has to be next to your head, not on the head, because on the head is shayla of kalayim. Putting your head on something is not kalayim. No, the chash the din darabon on shema tichrech nima achas. Freik the achrayne. What do you mean? We don't in shvus b'mikdash. So why worried about a Dharma and Mikdash? So some say it's only the olden Ein Shvus Mikdash is only by Shabbos, not by other Dharma. It's one teretz. Another teretz is the Ein Shvus Mikdash Shavarn is there's reason. They're not going to do Kavod Gzeirav. Here they're sleeping, exactly, they're sleeping. You might go in the Karach Nima, you don't say the idea of Ein Shvus Mikdash, no Shvus Mikdash. V'chitayim, may I tell you, the Mafsklein, Midibayimimimimini, maybe it really means they're sleeping on top of it. And it'll be a Raya Nitnur Lahanis Behem. The problem with kalayim, you put something in between. So Gemara says, no, even if I put something in between, there's still issa kalayim. Amar Shimon Pazi, Amar Shimon Levi, Amar Rebbe, Mishum Kalak Nishu Yerushalayim. I feel esim atzoy. It seems you have 10 blankets, one on top of each other. Zuagav Yizuv, kalayim tachteim, and under it is the kalayim. Also Lishon Aleim. You're not allowed to sleep on it, but there are bonon. And some are saying the pshat is because it might also, because the anima might go even on top of that, or it's a light plug. But either way, it's also elav shmami no keneged rishayim shmami no. It's a raya that must be keneged rishayim because it can't be on the head. Because even if you say it's mutaba no, what happened to this akalai? Rav Ashi Amar no loyim tachas rishayim. It could have been on the head, and it would and could be it's, and it's a raya. It's mutaba no. Aye, a problem of kalayim. But comes down with kalayim. Gemara answers big dikuna koshimim. Big dikuna they're hard. They're rough. And the loch is, there's no issa kalayim in that, because no hanah from that. Ki hod om rav huna v'reid rav yeshua, hai namta gamda, this felt that's very hard, the neresh, from a place called neresh, sharia is mutter, since it's hard and it's not, doesn't warm you, there's no issa kalayim. It's mashba from Rashi, there's no issa even levishas kalayim on this. Akaponim, the taisa different shot, since it's only the rabbanon, they weren't geyser, by something that's hard. Akaponim, the Gemara's teretz says that maybe you're talking about is takas Hashem. I kalayim, it's hard. So we're still, we're not pushed to shayla of big de kuna, muta lahenos, and not muta lahenos, al tana. Tashma, this is the final raya. Big de kuna, yitzvem le medina, asr, you're not allowed to wear them outside the base of mikdash. Uve mikdash, in the base of mikdash, vein mishas avoida, vein mishloy shas avoida, is mutter. Why? Because big de kuna nitnu lahenos behem. Big de kuna, muta lahenos behem, shma mina. And like we said, how do they have an eye to isim ila? There's a leif bez de masna leim. They make a tnai. They don't. It's not. It's very hard to take it off immediately after avodah. Therefore, they're misakin that there's no meila as long as you're wearing it in the Beis Hamikdash, even shloim b'shas avodah. The problem is very gushmak, there's no problem hanah. But what happened to this kalayim? How are you allowed to wear the big tikkun shloim b'shas avodah? It's not a mitzvah. Now you have issa wearing kalayim. There's always now your mom's wearing kalayim. So if it's shloim fear of Ashi's teretz that it was hard, okay, there's no hanah. But if you don't look at Ashi's teretz, what do you do about kalayim? And this is a kasha. And if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Kalayim and in Hilchas Kalayim Mikdash Paschas like this: Kahanim shalof shu big dekuna shloy b'shas avoida afil b'mikdash loikin mepnei avnet shu kalayim loy hutru boy el b'shas avoida. Dr. Rambam only had to b'shas avoida she mitzvahs I say kemoya titzis. Dr. Ravid Omar Ram Tav is that's a mistake. She Omar b'yuma perik bala kain gadol daf samach test is daf b'mikdash afil shloy b'shas avoida is muta. Umay the kamal nam pnei avnei shu shal kalayim. Oh, the choish veifim milas kalayim. The choish veifim also have kalayim. And hey, mashal I wear shloim shas avoida. So Rambam and Ravid argue. What do you do? The Rambam's mashal is taka problem of kalayim. If you're Ravid, you have to say either that he holds like Rav Ashi's teretz that is hard, but the problem is you don't have a teretz choish veifim. So I think that all of the mafarshim like the Beis Halevi, all this answer that with the heter of hana they also mata kalayim. I don't know how they did that. But there's always a hetta kalayim, but it's a big tzarachi in here in the Pashup Shah and the Chesmer Agamara.
In other words, according to the Rambam, your mom would have to put your big other mom 5 seconds before
I would. Right, take off the avnei. This is the avnei. Oh, yeah.
See, what do you got?
Yeah, you have to take the avnei right, the belt right away. Yeah, so I guess whatever you can do, you have to take it, yeah. Very thing about Kasha of Medina, lo yinala we big dikuna in the Medina. Because coming out of my, I'll forget about kalayim right now, that's a machagas of shayinim. The issa hana. So we're saying it's mutter lehenois, but dafka basically make a shnah Medina. So afraid of Marakasha, Medina law, you know, we are outside Medina. But when I say this following story, a famous story about Thailand and Abraisa. The 25th day of Tevis is Yontif, and it's called the Yontif Haragrizim. There's no hesped in that day. Yoim shabikshu kusim, the kusim who lived in Haragrizim, that's the day they want to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Yoim shabikshu kusim is Beis HaLakenu. They want to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They asked Yom Shabikshu Vekusim Vilakenim Alexander Mikdon. They went over to Alexander the Great, otherwise known Alexandros Mikdon. Lachrivai, they said, let's have permission to destroy the Beis Hamikdash. Benostu lehem, and Alexander gave him permission. Gave them permission. Bo vediu Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik found out about this. Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol at that time. This is in the beginning of the first Beis Hamikdash. Ma'asa, what did he do? Lavash big dekuna. He put on big dekuna, mesatav big dekuna, and he wrapped himself with the big dekuna. Umiyakira Yishlaim imay. He brought with him the chashuvim from Mechkira Yisrael imay. He brought with him the chashuvim of Klal Yisrael. He brought with him the izagirsa Mechkira Yishlaim. Vavukash arvideim. This is at night. They're walking with torches towards Alexander to ask him. To take away his decree. That's the Klal Yisrael was walking out from one end. The halalu means the kusim were also for some reason going to Alexander also to make sure to get the permission slip to make to finalize the plans. When the sun started coming up before the four nates by Elisa Shachar, before sunrise. Kivin sh'olam reshachar, got a light. Amar lahem, mi halalu. So Alexander saw in the distance this big group of people coming from Yerushalayim. Said, who's that? Amar lo Yehudim, shemar debach, that's the Yehudim who rebelled against you. Kivin sh'agila Antipras, and they got to the city of Antipras, Zorchachama. That's when the sun came up. Upogos evazeh, and the army of Alexander and the Kusim met the Israelim, the Klal Yisrael. Kivin sh'ra'ol l'shimon tzadik, the minute Alexander saw Shimon HaTzadik, Yorod Mekafta, he got off his chariot, Vishtachavel in front of him, he bowed down in front of him. Amru Loi, so his soldiers told him, Melech God Kamaischa, Yishtachavel Yehudi Zeh, a king as big as you, this is the king who's trying to capture the whole entire world, Alexander the Great, and he's bowing down to Yehudi? Amalahem, the most Yokashal Zeh, Benatzachas Fanai, Bebeis Mechamti. Every time before I go to war, I see a picture of this person. He's the person I see always when I go to war. Amr lahem, so that's why I bowed down to him. Amr lahem, so he said to them, Lom Bas, why did you come to greet me? Amru, Efshir Bayish Mespalim by Alecha Vamachuscha. This is the house where they daven for you and for your kingdom. Shloit Techarev, shouldn't get destroyed. Yitucha Oydechavim or Yitucha Kusim Lachrivai. They are talking you into destroying it. Amr lahem, mi halalu? Amr loi, Kusim halalu, Shaimdem Lefanecha. It's who do people want to destroy? It's these Kusim who are standing in front of you. These people are mesurim in your hands, and you could do what you want with them. You could do the kusim. You know, you're right here. Here the kusim. You could do what you want with them. So what do? Nokvum vekvehem. They made a hole in their heels. Miyad nokvum vekvehem. Made a hole in their heels. V'talum v'zivnei susem. They tied them to the tails of the horses. V'migarim oisal koitzim avakanim. They ran around. The horses ran around, schlepping them on the thorns and the thistles. Atchei giyu lahar grizim. Till they reached Har Grizim. Kivin shegiyu lahar grizim. Harshu. They shaved off the whole Har Grizim. Zaru karshinim. And they planted animal food there. Kederach spizulas bezakin. The same thing they want to do to the Beis Hamikdash. V'oisa yoyim that day also yontiv. They did a yontiv. So the kasha is, how did he go out with his big dikuna to greet Shimon HaTzadik? Went out with his big dikuna, big dikuna galo to greet Alexander. How did he go out like that? He's not way outside Medina. Gemara's two malachim. If I say meruil big dikuna, it wasn't real big dikuna. It's fake big dikuna. It looked like big dikuna. It was like big dikuna. It wasn't the real thing. If I say ma ace last Hashem eferet Torisecha, there was a big tzarich here, and for a big tzarich they could be made for the Torah. And the Rebbeinu Chananel teaches. Kaloyma is sakanoi, so it was b'kuach nefesh. For Ein made them, and they don't learn from here. It was b'kuach nefesh. Special reason why they allowed them to go out. It was allowed Shimon HaTzadik to go out was b'dekuna. So the Gemara writes, and the Mishnah it says that the Kohen Gadol comes to Lane, and what do? The Chazan Knesset takes the Sefer Torah and gives it to the Reish Knesset, to the Gabbai, and the Reish Knesset gives it to the Sagan, and the Sagan gives it to the Kohen Gadol. And Pashtus, it's a kibud that imechabed these people with the holding Sefer Torah. So yeah, it's like Heika. Yeah, Shema Amina, Chelkin Kavod Talmud Makar Rav. You see here that you give Kavod to a Talmud Makar Rav because the Rav is the Kohen Gadol and Talmidim are getting Kavod Makar Rav. So you see from here, is that right? Right? You saw it? Oh my boy, no. Kul Mishum Kvar the Kohen Gadol he. If I care, this is a big Kavod of Kohen Gadol. You're showing how high of a Sarara he has. You pass from one minister to the next one, until you get to the highest level. That shows how Chashim he is, and therefore this is all a Kavod for him. Stop.